Hello, and welcome to the Summit View from Glassy Mountain Advisors. I'm Jordan Smythe, the founder of Glassy Mountain Advisors, and in this condensed version of our quarterly commentary, I'm going to provide a brief overview of our thoughts on the first quarter of 2026 and our market outlook. Markets got off to a rocky start this year, with the S&P 500 down about 4% in the first quarter as investors reacted to rising geopolitical tensions. The biggest driver was the outbreak of conflict in Iran, which disrupted energy supply routes and pushed oil prices from around $60 at the beginning of the year to well over $100 a barrel by the end of the quarter, raising fresh concerns about inflation and slower economic growth, a combination known as stagflation. As hostilities escalated in the Middle East, fears of a prolonged conflict dragged down nearly all stocks in March. Investors fled international stocks on concerns that many of the countries outside the United States depend heavily on energy sources from the Persian Gulf and would be more directly impacted by the increase in energy prices. Bonds didn't provide much of a relief, finishing roughly flat for the first quarter, as renewed inflation worries offset their typical role as a safe haven during periods of market volatility. The Fed held interest rates steady in January and March, and expectations for rate cuts shifted out into next year due to the ongoing uncertainty. Despite the challenges, the U.S. economy remained resilient, supported by strong corporate earnings and steady consumer spending, particularly among higher-income households. However, there are signs of softness that could leave the U.S. economy vulnerable to stagflation, especially in the labor market, in which job growth slowed and labor force participation declined. Inflation also continued to run above the Fed's 2% target, with the recent March reading showing prices rising above 3%, largely driven by higher energy costs. Looking ahead, much will depend on how the situation in the Middle East evolves, whether we see stabilization in oil markets or a prolonged disruption in which energy prices remain elevated for longer than expected. After the announcement of a two-week ceasefire on April 7th, U.S. stocks staged their largest single-day rally since last year's Liberation Day rebound. However, with the United States and Iran still far apart in their demands, peace talks broke down and the United States blockaded the Strait of Hormuz in a new showdown. Although the U.S. economy may be better insulated from the adverse impacts of higher oil prices due to its energy independence, it is not immune to the risks of a global economic slowdown. Even with the many uncertainties that investors face right now, we remain cautiously optimistic about the market outlook for the quarters ahead. The Iran conflict may have shaken investors from the complacency that had set in after several good years for stock market returns. We also know that previous periods of geopolitical conflict and stagflation have been temporary, and markets have eventually recovered from event-driven downturns. Should volatility continue to roil the market, we may find better opportunities to invest in high-quality companies at attractive valuations. Thanks for joining us. Take care.